Yuma Perikimel Mishnah Zayin. B'shachar Hayalovish Pilusin Shal Shneim Asar Mana. In the morning, the Kohen Gadol would wear Pilusin, is a very fine linen, the highest quality that came from the Rav says Eretz Ramses, which is by Mitzrayim. Shal Shneim Asar Mana. It was worth 12 mana, which is worth 1,200 zuz, because there's 100 zuz in every mana. Uvein harbaim, hindivin shal shmona meos zuz. But in the afternoon, when he performed the avoda, there was a second avoda the Kohen Gadol did, the avoda of Yom Kippur specifically, that he wore the big day Kohen Gadol. When he performed those, he put on garments that were from, hindivin, the Rav explains, is from India, me'eretz hodu, which was worth 800 zuz. So in the morning it was 1,200 zuz, that was the value, it was a higher quality garment, and in the afternoon, later in the day, it was 800 zuz. Divrei Rebbe Meir. The Chum said that in the morning he wore something worth 18 mana. So the Chumim are saying that he wore something that was worth more. And in the afternoon he wore something that was worth 12 mana. Hakol shloshim mana. Altogether, according to the Chum, it was worth 30 mana. So why do the Chum have to repeat this? It's obvious. Everybody knows how to count. So Rav explains the reason the Mishnah goes and tells us that it was all worth 30 is to teach us that even if they lessen the value of the one from the morning and increase the one from the night, it's not a big deal as long as at the end it's all worth 30. However, Kivager brings the Gemara that says, nevertheless, the one in the morning should always be worth more than the one in the afternoon. Even if you diminish the value of the one in the morning, don't do it so much where it's worth less than the avoda in the afternoon. Obviously, the avoda in the morning was more important. That was the main avoda of Yom Kippur, and therefore, it had to have better quality begadim. Eilu mishal tzibur. The garments come from the tzibur, which means the trumas alishka, like it says in Shkalim. Vim ratz lehosif, mosif mishalo. And if he wanted to buy a higher quality garment, he can use his own money, but the Rav explains, if he does so, since the begadim are part of the avoda, and it has to come from money of the tzibur, therefore, when he tries to make it a higher quality garment, he first has to give the money to Hekdesh, and only after that can that money from Hekdesh now, which belongs to the tzibur, be used to purchase a higher quality garment.